The odds are stacked against reviving a heart attack victim. It can be discouraging. Madison Fire Lieutenant Frank Johnsick is a rescue worker who knows this all too well.
When we rolled out of the firehouse and we were going to a known cardiac arrest, the chances of saving people we knew in the back of our heads are really low, and now people are excited to go on those calls.
They're hopeful, Johnsick says, because the odds of saving someone can increase threefold using only chest compressions, no mouth to mouth. This could put squeamish Good Samaritans more at ease. There's no yuck factor, and it's less difficult than coordinating both breathing and pushing.
The people that we have saved, there has been CPR going before we get there. In the past, what do people not want to do? They don't want to do mouth to mouth. So if we can just get people to push on the chest continuously before we get there at 100 times a minute.
Paramedics use a metronome to time chest compressions. The average person is not likely to have one on hand during an emergency. They can get the proper rhythm, though, with the help of the Bee Gees. Staying Alive was one of the group's most popular and recognizable songs, and it happens to have the proper beat for chest compressions. Madison and other nearby rescue workers started using this hands-only technique last August after seeing data from Rock County on its effectiveness in certain situations. Johnsick describes a likely scenario acted out with the help of a dummy.
I'll get out our mannequin here. So we are going to have this gentleman collapse at his office. Co-worker saw him go down. He grabbed his chest, collapsed right here. We just walked in the door. As you can see, Chris is doing great chest compressions at 100 times a minute. That beeping from the metronome is keeping him right there.
Arizona researchers started advocating for compression-only CPR a decade ago. Other studies finally tipped the scientific scales enough for the American Heart Association to conclude that mouth-to-mouth is not always necessary. Despite that tepid endorsement, more rescue workers are starting to use this technique. Dr. Michael Kellum says it's dramatically boosted survival rates in Rock County. 3 years' worth of data show a 2.5-fold increase.
I think this is a first step forward. It's a giant step forward. It really is a huge step forward.
Some critics fear simplified CPR will prompt laypersons to forego ventilation when it is needed. Kellum says in most cases, mouth-to-mouth is not necessary. There are, however, exceptions.
Obviously, if you're at a beach and somebody's drowning, you're at a restaurant and somebody's choking, obviously that individual is going to need, or if they're children, they're going to need some ventilation. But the fact is, the vast majority of people who suddenly collapse are cardiacs.
After 4 minutes, cardiac patients need a breathing tube or oxygen mask. Paramedics may also need to shock the heart to get it beating again.
Okay, let's look at the rhythm. Okay. Stop compressions. Defibrillating. Go.
Two paramedics work in perfect unison on the mannequin, trading off chest compressions every minute without interruption. The task now is to get the public to use this technique. The Badger chapter of the American Red Cross got permission from its national organization to teach hands-only resuscitation in an effort to save more lives. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.